All that stuff and more.
Stuff and more.
Okay, that's good. Oh, well, let's see. We had a little election coverage last night.
Yeah.
And
We'll have
Bill Flores in here in about an hour. And then Nancy Berry, who is not up for election or re-election, she'll be in at 8 o'clock. But those will be our interviews this morning. So, unable to win West Virginia early in the evening, the Republicans figured out that they'd probably remain in the minority, but they did. They did win some. They won Democrat seats in Arkansas and Indiana and North Dakota and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Illinois. The Brocksters old seat goes to a Republican.
How about that?
That's pretty interesting. Go ahead.
I believe Karl Rove referred to that as a stern rebuke of the president last night.
And then
Joe Trippi sitting right there agreed with him.
Yeah, I think that's really, really true. That sends... When you can't hold on, your party cannot hold on to the seat that you had, albeit for such a short period of time. Folks are voting with their pocketbooks, I believe. Sharron Angle did not win. Harry will be back. And again, what I learned from watching that debate is this guy can't put together a sentence. I mean, he can't, and he is the majority leader in the upper body of our legislative branch. Pretty amazing.
And if the Tea Party could have been rebuked, that would have been the race that you could call a Tea Party rebuke, because that was the one where they had really invested a lot.
They had. That's true. And he did a good job of defining her. Of course, the numbers are so small in Nevada. After you look at the numbers that we had in the race, for instance, in California or in Florida, I mean, there's just not a lot of people that live in Nevada, and it's all Las Vegas or Reno, and so I guess it's a fairly easy place to be able to market to. And Harry somehow, I don't know how he got into the powerful situation that he is, because you just, he must have friends in high places or something going on, because he just does not seem to be very dynamic. Two seats still too close to call. One in Colorado, that's Ken Buck. He is ahead right now over the incumbent, who is Michael Bennett, but don't know yet. And Patty Murray, just barely ahead of Dino Rossi.
Well, in Alaska, still unclear.
You know, and that's probably going to be a little while, because as we talked about, you know, got to figure out how many of those votes actually are Lisa Murkowski and spelling and all the things involved there. As of now, the GOP up six seats in the Senate. Could get seven, could get eight, but it's not the 10 that they needed. As far as the House is concerned, that's going to end up being, I don't know, maybe 65 seats. See how that works out. Watch John Boehner last night. John cried.
Did he? Well, he's got that big gavel now.
Yeah, John is an emotional guy, apparently. Reading a story about him a couple of weeks ago, that when he thought he was maybe on his way out of Congress, they all went to some Washington watering hole, and John cried then, and he's got a reputation for doing that.
He's a crier.
He is, and he did so last night.
Yeah. I'm looking forward, though, now to the State of the Union. You know, back when you got the vice president hopping up to applaud.
Yeah.
And then the speaker sort of sauntering up to applaud.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Rather than both of them hopping up like.
Yeah, that's true.
Like we had with the Poloster.
Or kind of like, oh, was I supposed to applaud then? I'm sorry. Yeah. Didn't mean to not applaud. those Mozons in California. I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure about Meg Whitman, but I am pretty sure about Moonbeam. And they brought Moonbeam back. I mean, Jerry Brown.
Is he going to make it the full term? I mean, he's getting long of tooth.
Yeah. It's interesting because you mentioned that. He is now the nation's youngest governor, and now the oldest governor.
Ah.
He left that seat 28 years ago, and now it's 72. Now, and then also, this is the same group who voted Proposition 19 out. They were trying to make personal marijuana use legal, and that failed. Yet Moonbeam wins. See, I don't get that.
Oh, man.
Overall, there were 37 governor races out there that were decided. Rick knocked it out of the park again.
Yeah, he did.
You got Jerry, as mentioned.
Right.
Got a new governor in New York, another one of those Cuomo folks, you know.
And our governor is a 4-year term, is it not?
Governor is a 4-year term.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yes, that was.
And he, there is no limit. He could go on forever if he wanted to. And he's been in elective office for 63 years, hasn't he? About right. Been there a while. The other one that's kind of interesting is Ohio, which is supposed to be the bellwether state, if you will. That's supposed to be a picture of America. It was at one time the picture of America. I don't know if it still is. And then this lady named Nikki Haley in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
She is an Indian American, like India Indian, not Native American Indian. And so she has been elected. Now, that's kind of interesting because, you know, the governor's office, while constitutionally weak in Texas, obviously Perry has been able to build it to a pretty good situation because he's appointed almost everybody that can be appointed in Texas since he's been the governor for so long. So it's a fairly powerful situation, but constitutionally it's not supposed to be. In other states, not so much. Quite often the governor is pretty important for two things. First, redistricting, which we're going to be looking at, and the way you draw those lines for the House of Representatives makes a lot of difference. And also, if, you know, for instance, if Sarah Palin decides to run for president, South Carolina is going to be one of those early states, and there's Nikki, who's a Tea Party person, and and Sarah, you know, backed her, so I don't know if Sarah's going to run for president or not. She'd be a fool to, because she's making too much money doing what she's doing. But nonetheless, you know, those governors can often run the state politics and could be crucial people. Now, did Democrats dodge a bullet by hanging on to the Senate? Because this is the third election in a row where voters kicked a party out of power. But first time since 1930 that the Senate did not change leadership at the same time as the House. That's pretty interesting.
Wow.
Since 1930. The other thing is, I heard last night that the North Carolina state legislature went Republican for the first time since
1883.
Just incredible. So, among the things, the messages that I guess were sent, if you could paint with a broad brush, is U.S. America needs to quit spending money. Our government needs to find a way to cut costs. Is that basically right?
I believe so, yes.
So, I am hard-pressed to come up with words you can use on the radio when you read that the United States is about to spend $200 million a day for the president to visit Mumbai. Let that sink in for just a second. There are going to be 3,000 people, including Secret Service agents and U.S. American officials, and journalists who will accompany our president at a cost of, I believe, $200 million a day.
Wow.
Somehow, some way, I think India can get along without having his wonderful presence there. And I certainly think that our country could find ways to spend that money rather than have Barack Obama go to India.
What? Yeah, how many days is he supposed to be there?
Well, I don't know, but if it's one, it's too many.
Well, what I was going to say is you take those number of days, all right?
Yeah.
Divide it by 2.
Okay.
And then multiply that by 200 million. So if he was going to be there for 3 days, all right, and that would be 600 million. Fine, let's just write India a check for $300 million because they could use the money.
They
yeah,
could.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
we'll see a photo ops of him, you know, walking past hungry kids probably.
Oh, right? Yeah. Oh, I'm sure we will.
Oh, and feeling their pain.
Yeah.
Exactly. While we're spending $200 million a day for him to be there to visit those hungry kids.
Did we mention
what's wrong with that picture?
Yeah. Did we mention it's going to be $200 million dollars a day?
I believe you said that.
Yeah.
So cut your trip by 2 days and give those hungry kids $400 million in rice and food.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know. I mean.
Nah, he wouldn't want to do that. That's actually, you know, getting to the root of the problem.
Uh huh.
Don't forget also that the coastline of the city of Mumbai and its airspace will have to be patrolled. And the city's airspace will be closed for half an hour.
Oh, good. Let's
before the president's arrival.
While we're visiting them.
And for all the arriving aircraft that carry the U.S. delegation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, and Chase, you've been there, but folks need to know, Mumbai is a true world city. I mean, it is a...
Didn't go there. It's in the southern part of the country. I was in the northern part, but yes, it is.
It's a ginormous city. And so we're going to go ahead and shut that city's airspace down for a little while so that the president can get to India. Did I mention it's going to be
$200 million?
$200 million.
I caught that.
A day. Yeah. But again, he understands. He gets it. He knows what we were saying yesterday at the ballot box when we said we would like for the government to possibly not spend so much.